Moncrief on News Talk.
Another thing that I suppose we haven't got to do, we haven't, there's so many places we don't get to experience anymore, along perhaps with the smells of those places. Thus, a company in London is attempting to put that right with a range of candles called Sense of Normality. Paul Furman from that company is called Earl of East, joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
So tell us about the range of candles you have.
Yeah, so Sense of Normality was something we created as a charity initiative during lockdown. And the whole concept was created between ourselves and an agency called Uncommon. And the idea was to basically take the places that people missed most at a time, you know, back in March, April, May, where they couldn't leave the house. So we picked three scents, which were the festival, knowing that festivals were obviously going to be cancelled. The local, you know, goes without saying that I think pubs are kind of a big part of people's lives. And then the cinema. And yeah, we created those three scents because we felt that they would have the most nostalgia and probably be places that, you know, we could capture the scent of and kind of recreate.
Right. So starting with the cinema, when you light one of your cinema candles, what can you smell?
Yeah, so the whole idea with the cinema, I think, you know, the cinema is synonymous with the scent of popcorn. So with that scent, we kind of had popcorn, but then also things like very sugary, citrusy notes and peaches and things like that. So it's meant to be like popcorn and pick and mix and that idea. The other thing with this project as well is we didn't just work in isolation, so we were also paired with illustrators from around the world who each created an illustration of each of the scents. And so those illustrations really helped to inform the scent creation as well, because it was turned around in like a 2-week time frame, just because it was such a timely project. And it kind of, everything was working alongside each other. So as soon as we had the visuals, then it made it easier to kind of figure out what the scent should smell like.
Yeah. And so the local, the pub.
Yeah. The local is quite an interesting one, because I think the local is very reminiscent of a pub. So the whole idea was to almost like recreate the smell of kind of an ashtray and empty pint glasses. And, you know, that's not necessarily a scent that I think at any other time people would want to have in their home. But I think what was really nice about it is it really actually smells like a pub, and that is very nostalgic to people. And so during lockdown, it was amazing to see people like obviously get that candle and then, you know, sharing pictures on social of them having like pub grub in their own home and burning it as like their table centerpiece. And it was really nice to see.
So how do you actually then insert? I mean, are you putting beer into a mixture to make the candle, or how do you insert those smells into it?
So we work with both fragrance and essential oils to kind of retell stories. So in our line, generally speaking, all of our scents are inspired by travel, and when we come back from a place that we've fallen in love with, we'll try and recreate that scent somehow. But with this project, you know, like, there are obviously fragrances which are like hops, so they smell of beer. We used Cade in the local, which is a very smoky, resinous essential oil. And when you pair that with the hops, it ends up smelling quite ashy. So, you know, we've been doing this now for like 6 years overall. And I think all three of those places were, you know, places that we felt people would really miss, but also places where we were kind of like, there is a scent that we can capture here. So, yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to put the actual things that it smells of into the candle.
No, we're not putting the actual things in. The pub one smells like that, but definitely not. We're using a blend of botanical fragrance and essential oils.
Because the festival one, there must be the smell of pot drifting past. So, you weren't like grinding buds into your candles.
Yeah, that's exactly the visual as well, is like a rainbow ash like cloud across a festival field. And, you know, you can get hemp and cannabis scented fragrance oils. So we use those alongside cut grass to really recreate that whole idea of being in the middle of a field in a festival in summer. And again, that was so popular in like the Glastonbury week in particular, where I think people were really craving that and trying to recreate the festival at home in some way.
It also might make you a bit kind of wistful and sad knowing what you're missing.
I think, do you know what? I think that this project, the whole idea was to, in some way, like spark joy and kind of play on that nostalgic element. And obviously the way scent is decoded in the brain is the same part of the brain that decodes memories and emotions. Mm. So rather than try and make you sad, it was more about taking you to that place where you couldn't go. And I think the way we saw them used across like social media was that, like, you know, people were burning it whilst watching old content of previous Glastonbury festivals, or you know, recreating Steak and Chip Night, or watching a movie. And I think it was that idea of playing on nostalgia. And obviously the whole concept of this was to it was a charity initiative, so all of the proceeds from this went to Hospitality Action. So it kind of had that dual effect, that rather than make people depressed, I think people felt like they were doing some good, but also getting to kind of recreate something in their own home, which all of us were trying to do at that time in the midst of lockdown.
Though, is there any risk if you're sitting at home watching, you know, an old festival on the TV with the window open and the candle lit, that you're not going to get you know, an unwelcome visit from the police?
I don't think it smells, festival smells that strongly of fresh, luckily.
Okay. And are you still selling them?
We are still selling them, yeah. It's been really interesting to see. So the whole idea was that, you know, when we first spoke to the agency, it was like, this is so timely, it won't work at any other point. And so we kind of turned it around in 2 weeks, released it at the beginning of May, and I think thought it would last as long as lockdown did. But what's been interesting is seeing how much people have really, it's really resonated with people, and then being able to come back into our stores when we opened and actually smell them in real life. What's been interesting then is seeing like the popularity of cinema, which kind of makes sense because at that point other things were possible, but cinemas were still closed back in June. Mm. And then I think, yeah, so it's a project that's kind of lived on, and it kind of, you know, we envisaged that it would end at the end of August, but actually it's kind of having a bit of a resurgence again. I think a lot of people, perhaps as summer comes to an end, are starting to think about retreating a little bit and being indoors a bit again. So we're still looking for that nostalgic element more so than we thought it would. And to date, we've raised over 10K for the charity as well, which is a really nice, you know, a really nice thing to do. And if you don't know Hospitality Action, the whole idea is it's a charity that supports people working in the hospitality industry, which even pre-lockdown was quite badly affected with like mental health problems and, mm-hmm. and things like that due to like irregular working patterns. So, and it was at the time of lockdown we felt that we wanted to do a charity initiative, but we wanted it to be kind of true to our brand. And when we first spoke to Uncommon and kind of thought about that charity, it felt like such a perfect fit, because our stores are located in our areas that are vibrant purely because of the hospitality industry.
Well, indeed.
But it was obviously
a great effort, Paul. We have to leave it there. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That's Paul Furman there, co-founder of Earl of East, who created Sense of Normality.
Moncrief on News Talk.